Hello, and welcome to Tell a Lie to Tell a Truth. How many of you out there in the listening audience have friends, loved ones, your significant others, and they tell you a lie, trying to convince you that it's the truth? There's a lot, you know, women who date guys and they be like, no, baby, it wasn't me. You know, that wasn't me that you saw, you know, with this other girl. Then you have children. We do this. They do this always too. And they like, you know, dad, I want to get my license. Son, why do you want to get your license? I want to get my license so that you don't have to get up and do whatever you need to do. You know, if you're tired, you know, from working that day, you and your mom, you know, I'll go run your errands. So I look at him, I tell him, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm gonna take you up on your word. And at 12:30, when you're in your deepest sleep, you know, and you're having your wettest dream, I'm going to wake you up and be like, hey, I want you to go to the store and just buy me some chapstick. And, you know, when I told him that, his response was, Dad, you're crazy. I'm not going to do that. Then why would you say you're going to get your license to help me out? And I know it seems like, you know, crazy weird that, you know, I would do that to the kid at first, you know, but it's like, come on, kid. My son is so adamant in trying to convince me that why he wants his license, but he just won't tell me the real reason. And then I tell him, I look at him and I say, you know, the real reason why you want your license? Because you want your license just like all your other friends have license. I mean, this guy advocates that he wants his license. And then he told me, and I don't know if any of you guys out there listening, your child says, I want to be independent. You know, you're kind of holding me back. I want to be independent. You know what I told my kid when he told me that? I said, you want to be so independent. Then when you get ready to go to school, don't wait for me or your mom to take you to school. Go down there and catch the 501. You know, it takes you like right up 2 blocks from the school. Get off and then walk. You know, he was like, well, I'd rather walk to school. I say, no, you catch the bus. And when you get on the bus, you get off at the corner over there, and then you walk 2 blocks to school. Then you can walk to school. The reason why I don't really want him walking by himself, because today in times, it's not very safe. They snatching kids. And it doesn't necessarily have to be black or white. It doesn't matter. They're just snatching kids, you know. Invasion of the kid snatchings. You know, it's just this society and this world is just really going nuts, you know. When I was growing up, if they were snatching kids, it wasn't a prevalent thing. Maybe because we got the social media and all the news outlets and everything. But right now, they're snatching kids and they don't even care. My son, he claims that he can lift like 250 almost. And they still would take it. I was like, man, they would. He's like, well, they ain't going to take me. I'm like, dude, they would jump out the van, tase your butt, throw you in the van. And then next thing you know, I'm on the news like, boo-hoo, the foo-foo. Like, just send me my baby back. Send the baby back. Hey, they do nothing. They just send you, you know. And then you on the milk carton, which they don't have milk cartons no more. But if you walk in like the stores like Walmart, they got a wall that says missing kids. You know, it's like 30 missing kids up there, you know. You be like a poster child up there for one of them. Yeah, but, you know, I try to talk to, you know, my son and prep him for the life after you know, he leaves, you know, go off to college or go off to the military, whichever one. And I try to prep him for that life. But, you know, he's like always accusing us, you know, me and my wife, of holding him back. Do you have children out there like that, you know, that accuse you of holding them back? You know, go, you know, bend over so far backwards that I think I should be in the Cirque du Soleil, you know, as a contortionist. You know, that's how much we bend over back trying to provide for these, for my kid, you know. And he has a brother, you know, his brother's kind of like, dude, you should listen. But he kind of don't listen either, you know. It's like, hey, you got to get up. You got to do something, you know, with your life, you know. You're the future. You know, we have this one guy with the flyaway toupee in office right now making, like, unbelievably decisions that is like, wow. I believe this guy just drink too much of his tan water. You know, if, tell him if you go to the military, you know, I tell the truth and there is no lie about, I tell him about the military. Tell him this is, you know, things, what's going to happen. And then I tell him things, if you go to college, you know, your college buddy going to come in and from a party, probably wake you up so you can get to class. But on a other note, he probably going to come in and forgot you even right there, look at you and forget that you right there and go lay down. And then you lay for class and everything. Next thing you know, you done got, you are kicked out of your class and everything. But, these kids today, you know, they will tell the parent almost anything just to get, you know, it's kind of like parenting bullying. You know, they bully, you know, the bullying thing now is so different than when we was growing up, but they always talking about bullying. You know, if parents are bullying their kids and everything. But the kids, if we sit back and really look at it, kids are bullying us. They will tell us a lie to make us believe that it's the truth, you know, of anything. Why do you want the car? Well, I want the car so I can go run errands. Yeah, in the midst of you running your errands, you're going to run errands for me. You're going to run and see your friends. You're going to stop by Little Joe's house, Little Sally's house. And then you're going to just drive by. And then you're going to go. And then you're going to get there to the point. Then you're going to come back. And on the way back, you're going to stop here. You're going to stop there. And then you're going to stop. And then you're going to come home and be like, hey, here's your stuff. See, I ran your errand. You know, kids these days, don't think that adults that had them, well, some of these adults, I don't know about, but the ones that has the common sense, the CS syndrome, and a sense about the well-being of their child in the future, they don't seem to understand that, you know, the parent cares. You know, like I say, and I try to tell my son, he likes to be the in crowd, and I'm not an in crowd type person, and he likes to be in the midst of the crowd. And I told him, I said, hey, when you're in the midst of the crowd, you think you hear everything that's going on, but because you're in such a close proximity that you cannot hear everything that goes on. So if you stand outside the crowd, and, you know, you psychologists and psychiatrists and all of you want to be book smart people probably look at this differently. But if you stand outside the crowd, not saying you're not being a person that not sociable, but if you stand outside the crowd and look at the crowd, you can see multiple of everything that goes on and hear everything. And then when something happens, when you're in a crowd, you know, if there is a fight that broke out in the crowd and you're in the midst of the crowd, when the police comes in with the paddy wagon. They round up everybody in the crowd. And you're in the crowd. You get round up. And next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call saying you are downtown off on some mess that you had nothing to do with. And if someone in the crowd pulls out a gun and starts shooting in the crowd, the bullet does, the person that's shooting has a name to the bullet, but the bullet doesn't have a name at all. So it hits whoever it hits. And it might miss the person that it was aimed for, which the person that's shooting is aiming for, and it hits someone else. And it might be him. And I try to explain this to them, to him, about, you know, so much as a crowd and social. I mean, you can still socialize and not have to be in the crowd. And you know, he doesn't understand that. So he would tell, I mean, this guy, and I, from the little kid on up to where he's at now, I told him he should be a lawyer because he tries to advocate and lobby for almost any and everything he wants. You know, he's like so adamant, I want my license, I want my license, I want my license, I want my license. You know, and I told him, I said, listen, I'll buy your license. But why? And I asked him the question, I posed the question to him, why do you want your license so bad? Why do you have such, like, oomph to get your license? And like I say, he tells stories to suit him. He would advocate for my wife. He would say, well, because if mom needs something, again, it's kind of like I'm going back over it, but it's just lies, you know. And again, if you have like your relatives out there, when you were little kids, they told lies to tell the truth. And the lies they would tell is when we were growing up, they tell us, don't tell a lie, because if you tell a lie, you know, you'll get in trouble. You'll get some type of punishment if you lie. But then in turn, they tell a lie to you to tell the truth. And that lie would be, you know, if you're not good, if you're naughty, Santa Claus will put a lump of coal in your stockings. What? That is a lie. Who is Santa Claus? When have you ever seen a fat white man in a bright or a crimson red suit, especially on the east side of town or the black and blue side of town, come down a chimney? First off, we don't even have the type of chimney that even have logs on that side of town, you know, in the hood. We don't even have, some of us don't even have that. You know, our chimney goes straight down to the furnace. And if he comes down that chimney, he goes straight to the furnace and he's cooked. But still, how are you going to get a 245 pound man down a 4x4 square inch chimney? That's a lie. You know, you leave milk and cookies out for Santa, you know, so he can eat it. That's his, one of his like things he liked to do, eat milk and cookies. And you get up in the morning and the milk and cookies are gone. And then your dad comes down the stairs, if you got a mom and father in the house, comes down the stairs with a milk mustache. He got a white mustache. Dad, where'd you get the mustache from? When I went to bed, your mustache was black. Now it's white. Your mom come down. Mom, where you get a mustache from? You don't even own a razor to shave with. You know, that's, parents tell that lie to tell the truth. The other one is, the biggest one, one of the next biggest ones is the Easter Bunny. He's going to come hopping around. He's got a basket of eggs, and that's this season right now. He's got a basket of, when have you ever seen a rabbit lay eggs? Not even Bugs Bunny lay eggs. Oh my goodness, to tell a truth, to tell a lie, you know. And then on top of that, oh, this is the biggest. Now this one, you probably have shut me down on this one, but I still, you know, I understand basically how y'all think about it. You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that is in the eyesight of 3 days. But if you do the math, you get put in that you die at 3 o'clock and you get put in the funeral home and put in the grave at 6 o'clock, and then you 6 o'clock next time, that's 24 hours. Then 6 o'clock next time, that's not 24 hours. But yet you get up early Sunday morning. Man, you missing some hours. I think whoever told y'all, or whoever that person that got put in on a Friday and got up on a Sunday, you need to go back and say, hey, I'm missing some hours. Give me some type of reparation or something, you know? Just my goodness. Oh man. Tell a lie to tell a truth, you know? They tell you all of this from a little kid. And then in turn, as adults, we turn around and do the same thing. You know, tell our kids, Santa Claus. But you know, I would tell my kids that that's not Santa Claus. That is a fat man in a red suit, and he probably got hepatitis. You know, fat, drunk, white man in a red suit and probably got hepatitis C or something. You know, and Easter Bunny, man, come on now. No. And then from Friday to Sunday, if you do the hours, you do not get 3 days. And 3 days is equivalent to, let's see, 12. 3 times 12 is 72. You don't even get 72 hours from Friday to Sunday morning, you know? I don't know what kind of math these people doing. Oh my goodness. They doing some bogus math, you know. But other than that, you know, what else do people tell a lie to tell a truth, you know? Sometimes they, you know, if a loved one passes on, they come over there and they tell you some type of thing, something to console you, you know. And in the consoling, they're like, it's going to be all right. But if you're crazy already, and then to lose someone that's very close to you in your life, and you lose them, and you're already crazy, it makes you even more crazy, and they're going to tell you it's going to be all right. Next thing you know, you out and you done something according to your craziness. And how is that all right? That's not all right. You know, I understand, you know, if you lose someone, you know, that's a loved one, the consoling, but at least tell the truth. Don't tell a lie. Don't tell a lie and to make it the truth. You know, I mean, and this guy with the flyaway toupee, you know, I've created more jobs for the Afro-Negro black community than the former president before him. And then when the numbers come out, it was a lie, you know, and you have that lady up there and really don't know if she's looking up or down, if she's looking straight and up and down, or if she's looking straight, left or left, you know, if she's got that race car eye syndrome, just keep turning left, keep turning left, keep turning left, you know, and up there just, oh man, you know. But what's even more funnier is I watched that the last part of the event of Michael Cohen. And yes, I did say a name. I watched the last part of that event, and the chairman on there, now he made that boy cry. And I sat there and I like literally fell out my chair. Because he cried because he was crying for sympathy. That was a cry of lie to make it look the truth, you know. Now, granted, it might be the truth of what he was speaking, but still, you know, you did the crime, you know. And I applaud the chairman for, I mean, that dude got so mad. If you look at the corner of his mouth, he started foaming. He was so mad, You know, and I think if he could come from behind that podium chair and go down there and just ring him, I think he would have. That would have been, oh, that would have really been. And what's even more, the other lie that was told, the network that I was watching it on, they were like, yes, we apologize for, you know, there were some words that shouldn't have been aired. We apologize for that. And I thought that when there were some mishaps a few years ago, you know, when public speakers got up and thought the mic was off and said some things and other people did some things that they had said, they put it on a loop. So it's actually live aired, but there's a time loop or something like that to catch all of that so it doesn't get aired out, you know. And here they want to say, I'm sorry, you know, we let these words slip. Yeah, right. You didn't let nothing slip. You know, you that was a big network, you know. That is a major network, you know. But anyhow, I really kind of enjoy ranting, you know, about things of telling a lie to tell the truth. And if you don't like this podcast, send a message and send all the hate mail and all the messages to say, I don't like what you're saying. That just lets me know that you're telling a lie and to tell the truth that you are listening to me, you know? But like I say, it's been real fun. It's been real fun. Oh, yes. And as we exit 219, man, I tell you, 2K19 is the year that, hey, that's, I don't know, you know, I don't know what's going to happen this year, but I'm enjoying this year so far. I feel blessed, you know. I thank God for the air I breathe, the strength I have, and the mentality and the mental capability to even process of what goes on in this society, in this world, you know. I don't know. But if you're listening to this in the morning, I hope you had your coffee. Because it's time for the parking lot. You guys have a nice day. You have a nice podcasting day today. I hope this, you know, this is my first. I guess as time goes on, I will hopefully get better. You know, right now I am the young grape on the vine. Hopefully in time I will be that fine wine, you know, the 1860 Napoleon brandy or something like that, you know. Yes. I just hope that is what I would become, hopefully, from all of this. I hope I can accomplish all of that. And I would like to thank you if you're listening. You can send me emails on jjackoph@yahoo.com. Yahoo.com. You can hit me up on Facebook, or you can hit me back up on this app that I'm running off my phone. I'm doing this off my phone, not from a computer, you know. And I like that I can do this like this. So that means if I see... Oh, and speaking of, before I go, and this is for me, I went and seen that Madea, the funeral. Oh my goodness, I cried tears in that mug. Oh, man, yes, I cried tears. Oh, that movie was so funny. And I don't think I was the only one. No, I know I wasn't the only one in there, like, busting stitches in there and laughing at that. Everybody, all five of us that was in there. And I don't know the rest of them. It was more people in there. I'm not just going to say five. That movie was hilarious. Oh, my goodness. That is a movie to go see. Yes. And with that, on that note, I'm signing out. This is me, Mr. J, to tell a truth, to tell a lie. I'm sorry, I messed that all up. Oh, please. Let's do it again. No, to tell a lie, to tell a truth. You guys have a very blessed day.